we moved into the apartment when we came back from Minnesota. That's it. Because I couldn't make up my mind to buy another home or what. And I was renting this cool little farmhouse. And I love that house, but it needed too much work. So this one, I started looking at. Well, I had a realtor about 3 years ago, and I decided I had to buy a house. Mm-hmm. And I found this one myself, and I just walked inside it, and he knew. I fell in love with it. It's not as pretty as it was when it was empty. Things look so nice when this house built, burnt down in 91, and they rebuilt it in 92. So I never thought I would have amenities like this house has, or be able to afford them mm-hmm. on my own. And, you know, it has the hardwood floors on the kitchen and dining room and foyer. And it's got the plantation shutters and tiled baths. It's got 4 bedrooms and 3 baths.
Wow.
Laundry room, a drive under garage, which is like a 4th level almost.
Wow.
I mean, it's cool. I love the house.
I love the yard.
I know.
Wonderful.
It is cool.
What about the kinds of things that you find in the living room?
Worn. I said, I love NASCAR, and I have some friends that'll come over usually and watch the races mm-hmm. and things, and they just make themselves too comfortable on my furniture. It is sincerely worn, and I told them if I ever got new furniture, they were sitting on the floor. I mean it, because I know what it is to buy things and have to pay for them,
mm-hmm.
and some of these people don't. You know, you love them still, but.
What about,
I'm more traditional with my
furniture.
Style.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
What about the difference between like a den and living room? Do you make a difference between those two things?
I used to when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was the biggest waste, because you don't go in the living room.
Right.
You know, and we had our separate dining room. Now, I've had my dining room suit for years,
mm-hmm.
and that's one thing I had to do. And this house, it had a big dining room,
right.
so I could put my suit in there and leave the leaves in the table, and it was great, you know? And then it's got the eat-in area for the kitchen. But I don't know. This house had everything I wanted. It was really weird.
It's lovely.
It's so cool. I mean, it has its own. It had a laundry room, a nice size one downstairs, and it was just, they did it right, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about, what kinds of things might you find in the kitchen?
I like pretty things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into these little bit crafty things hanging. I mean, you know, those are cool, but I just like pretty things. And in the kitchen, what we would find, definitely we can find the microwave and the fruit for decor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I just like that.
What about things you cook with?
Okie dokie. I have a set of, who is it, Wolfgang Puck.
Ooh.
Wolfgang Puck, yeah.
Uh-huh.
His cookware. Stainless, and I don't use it that much. I still use my old stuff. It's hard to cook in nonstick. I mean, you just have to know how to do it. It's really an art to cook in it and not stick things. And I had a patient who, she and her husband both are chefs up at, what's up, 85? Chateau-Elan. You know that
Mm-mm.
place? You don't know Chateau-Elan?
No.
It's a winery, but it's also a place where you can